It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.
We are war.
7 years ago, writer and former U.S. Marine Anthony Swofford had the success of a lifetime when his 2003 memoir, Jarhead, was turned into a high-budget Hollywood movie. For Swofford, then 35, he'd hit it big. The film was directed by Sam Mendes. It featured this track from Kanye West called Jesus Walks, and Swofford was played by the actor Jake Gyllenhaal.
Swofford!
Sir, yes, sir!
You the maggot whose father served in Vietnam?
Sir, yes, sir!
Outstanding! Did he have the balls to die there?
Sir, no, sir!
Too f- bad! He ever talk about it?
Sir, only once, sir!
Good! Then he wasn't lying!
That scene was especially true to life. Swofford's dad did serve in Vietnam, but he was also a destructive father and an unfaithful husband. And in the years after Jarhead, flush with cash, Anthony Swofford suddenly found himself becoming the one man he never wanted to be.
My father was, philanderer in chief, I guess, certainly of our family, and dishonest with my mother. And in my 30s, living in New York City, I behaved that same way. I was in the wake of the success of Jarhead, but I do think I was also after this thing that I'd experienced when I was 20, which was combat and this high and this exhilaration of having lived, and then coming back and like John Berryman says, life, friends, is boring.
Drugs, alcohol, women. Swofford grapples with and slays all the usual demons in those years. But the turbulent relationship with his father haunts him. He writes about it in a new memoir, Hotels, Hospitals, and Jails.
He ran our home a bit like we were his little platoon. And one of my duties was to pick up the dog waste in the backyard. And I was always afraid of missing something. And one Saturday morning, I did. I missed, and my father became, physical with me and dragged me by the back of my neck across the yard and essentially pushed my face down toward this mistake of mine. And, it's something that, haunts me now, and that my father and I will still argue about. And I know that it haunts him because he remembers it. Mm-hmm. And it became this rhetorical fight where he would say, well, I did not push your face into this. I pushed your face toward it. I thought it was silly to make that distinction because as a 7-year-old kid being dragged across the yard by his big, powerful 38-year-old father, it didn't really matter. It was an act of terror and something that reverberated with me throughout my childhood and even now.
Why did you write about this? I mean, at many points, you hate this man.
I do. I hated him. I loved him, but I also hated him. I have to give my father credit, though, because, these RV trips that occur in the book, they happen because of him. He asked me to jump in this Winnebago with him.
These are hysterical, riveting trips. You fly across the country to drive with your father from Northern California to Aspen, where you're talking to injured vets about writing. That's the night that you will really have it out by the time you get to Colorado.
Yeah, we, we're on our way up to the mountain, and I'm a husband now, and my wife is 5 months pregnant, and I really want to break out of this thing with my father, which is, me being the son, and I'm really under his yoke, and I realize that I can't just be that anymore. Like, I'm about to be a father, and my behavior has to change. My behavior has changed. Mm-hmm.
This chapter you call Getting the Venom Out.
Yeah, my father, to his credit, he said, get your venom out, son. I'm not going to be here much longer, but you'll still be here, and you don't want this hanging around your life when I'm gone. And he was right. And, I finally took him on about not making it to my brother's funeral. I took him on about his long list of infidelities to my mother, and I have to give him credit. He took it. He was there. He didn't always answer the way I wanted, but he answered for his sins.
So has it been better since then?
It has been. It has been. We can be in a room and I feel safe. We were in a car together recently last week and I realized that he was about to bring some stuff up and I think he was going to challenge me about some things, and I just said, "Hey Dad, I'm not going to play that game." Mm-hmm. I used to, but I'm not anymore. I love you. I hope you love me. I've got a daughter to attend to, and that's really where my energy is going to go now.
Why do you think so many men fight so hard not to become their fathers?
Well, I think the fathers of my generation made mistakes, and we realized that those are models that we don't want to repeat. We want to break the mold and become our own men and become our own fathers. And, you walk into a room with your dad and you're 12 years old, and that, I don't know that that ever changes. But for me, what really changed was, becoming a father myself and making that shift and realizing that, hey, I'm a father now. I'm not just a son.
Has he read this book?
He hasn't. I'm sending him a copy tomorrow. He wants a signed copy for Father's Day, so I'm going to put it in the mail.
You want to wish him Happy Father's Day?
Yeah, Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Anthony Swofford is the author of the book Jarhead, and his new memoir is called Hotels, Hospitals, and Jails. It was a real pleasure to have you.
Thanks, Jackie.